Ooh, are we drinking tonight? I've actually been a bad boy. This is the third time I've drank this week.
Well,
I drank Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday.
I haven't. Well, no, that's not entirely true.
Yeah, didn't drinking. You fucking yeah, go I, out on New Year's
yeah,
Eve?
I went. That was.
Oh, your headphones. So you need your.
Oh yeah.
Here, let me. Okay, I'll hand them to you.
I wanted to sleep, to be really honest, but it was fine.
You like that?
You're trying to support a coworker, or.
That's weird.
Your
TV goes off too.
What the fuck?
Well, I was playing my samurai game, and usually the TV goes
Ghost?
Off. Yeah, Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost of
Tsushima.
Tsushima.
I say it the wrong emphasis.
Yeah. Dude, I haven't even had a chance to fucking play
Metroid.
Yeah.
Aww.
I know. I'm sorry. It's okay though. It's okay.
That's such an interesting gin.
That's a good gin. Are you gonna bring us in, or are you gonna do it?
Well, I don't know. Let's consult the spot. Let's consult the Spotify.
Oh.
I gotta make a work schedule still too.
So what's happening with Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Who's making it work?
Huh?
Who's making it work?
Me. Have fun.
I put you down as my plus one.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Wait, this is my turn to bring us in.
Okay.
Oh. Take Zach.
No.
I'm not going.
Take your mom.
No.
I'll make it work. Calm your tits.
What the fuck is going on? What am I missing?
My holiday party at work.
She's worried that I can't go.
Bree, it's fucking
January.
I know,
exactly.
I know. Don't even get me started. That's what happened last year, too.
Oh.
But it's going to be at the Seasons. Like, it's going to be really fucking expensive. They're providing dinner and two alcoholic drinks.
Only two.
Only two.
I know.
Well, last year they didn't
fuck that. So, well, is there going to be, like, live fucking
like
music
and
shit?
Can we buy more than just the two?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Last year you said, don't get two jocks professional. Then I was four beers deep, and I was like, you're a bitch. No, but...
They have door prizes, and I just found out that they have...
I'm going to get roasted. Roasted? Toasted.
They're going to have a karaoke contest.
Ugh. That sounds dynamite. You going to get Joe Rogan'd? Roasted? I don't fucking know.
Apparently, there's
Tom Brady.
Supposedly, already like 300 people RSVP'd.
Yeah.
How many people are in that fucking building anyway?
That's including plus ones, by the way. There's probably like 450.
Sorry, I don't know why I said that. I just. Anyway, we'll edit all this out. So.
Welcome back to another wonderful episode of Intellectually Declined from A to Z. I am Adam. This is
Zach.
And we got B on the side.
B on the side.
Not in the middle of that bitch. Oh my God.
Jesus.
Zach and I are having a gin martini that I just made, slightly dirty.
Well,
we're
we are celebrating the new year, sir.
I guess we are.
You did it.
Yeah, I did it.
Yay.
I know.
Moment of silence for Zach's sanity.
Oh,
for
fucking, you have no idea. What's even funnier is the assistant store director brought me in the fucking her office today. She's like, are you okay? I was like, okay, how much time you got? Oh.
She's just noticing this at the end of the?
Pretty much. Typical manager shit.
What'd you tell her?
I just said, well, I'm dealing with this, 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 and I'm dealing with this. Need I go on? And she was like, cool story, bro. And then she, walked away
and
shit.
Hoping you're not going to go blow your brains out?
Oh, no, I'm not going to blow my brains out.
I time to ask for another raise.
No,
I'm
already...
Beyond the one you're supposed to be getting.
Oh, yeah.
You deserve it.
Dude, that's not going to fucking happen. Never. Why? Why would it?
Hell, I'd give myself a raise if I could. I deserve it.
That would be nice.
Mm.
Do you ever tell me how much you make per hour?
I don't know. It doesn't work like that.
Not for an entrepreneur such as himself.
Like on average what you pay yourself and you break it down.
Depends. Some days he's really good. He takes more money. Some days it's bad. He'll take a pay cut. That's how it works.
I don't think that's
Well, I mean, like, when you are your own boss, I mean, there isn't some sort of fucking stipulation with whatever kind of code or whatnot on, like, how much money you can take, as long as you're taking care of your employees, correct?
On the business in general, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We did have this conversation. You're probably just too blazed to remember.
Probably.
When was it? When was the conversation? Was it on a podcast?
It was like a month ago. It was like after work one night we were talking.
Oh, was it episode like 2?
It wasn't a podcast. It was just life.
Oh.
Yeah, episode 563 million of my life.
Yeah, there we go. That's fine. Well, I don't know. Let's talk. You want to talk Christmas? You want to talk Christmas? Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, you were part of it.
Well, yeah, I was there. I enjoyed my gifts very much so.
Yeah, we went to my... Brady, turn that shit down.
Yeah, what the fuck,
Christ.
Man? You're ruining...
Shh!
You're ruining...
That's great.
You're ruining the fucking...
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Damn.
You fucking cunts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Glad I didn't give her a mic. Yeah,
Anyway, yeah, Christmas. How was your Christmas?
I worked Christmas Eve, went to my parents, as you already know. Should have said save it for the podcast. And then Christmas Day, my parents came over for a bit. There was some hecticness with work, but ended up working out. So I was thankful to get the day off, which Christmas never feels like a day off in a lot of ways, just because it's event filled. Like it's
right.
not like it's nice, but it doesn't feel relaxing per se.
No, and it's hectic when you have to do host and shit and all that.
Yeah, so it was technically my last day off. Yesterday was my first day off since Christmas, and it was well over a week. But it feels like it's been longer since my day off, because Christmas is so, like, those, everything building up to it is just so stress filled, and everything else doesn't really feel like, just like, oh, I can do nothing. It just feels like there's stuff going on. It's not like I dislike it. It's not the same as like a day where I can just like do nothing.
It's not like the childhood memories you would have waking up on Christmas Day in PJs, opening your Christmas gifts. And
no, we opened ours Christmas Eve. The only thing I got Christmas Day was a stocking got stuffed by Santa.
I mean, don't get me wrong. My aunt and uncle used to do that shit. They would open them on Christmas Eve. And I'm just wondering, is that like just a thing where you guys don't have to wake up early the next morning?
I don't know. I mean, I know.
Or you just wanted to sleep in.
Yeah, I know. We just have like snacks, like little snack, finger food snacks.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's fine.
I know, like.
But an actual Christmas dinner.
Like.
Eh.
But like my family was like 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock, time to open gifts.
Yeah.
We didn't wait till midnight. My parents are like down and out by then.
Right.
I don't know. Just something we always did. But the thing is, our Christmas would, I'm sure I talked about this before, but I would always start with like, oh, Santa showed up, and like there'd be a sound, like, oh, there's a sound on the porch, and they'd be like, the best gift would be on the porch. And like, oh, and that's how we started Christmas. It wouldn't be wrapped or anything. It'd just be like that. I remember one
you would
year,
always do the best gift first?
Yeah, it would, not always, but I think generally the one on the porch would be like, oh, like one of my favorite memories is it was the Falcon Zord from Power Rangers.
Oh, okay.
And like that was the gift. And a couple of years in a row it was Power Ranger toys, I think. But that was the gift that started off, like once Santa showed up with that one gift, then we'd open gifts. And the next morning Santa would come back and stuff the stocking. I don't fucking know. And I'm not saying it made sense. It was a little atypical, I think, but...
Welcome to the Decker Christmas special.
Yes. So anyway, yeah, Christmas, and then my parents came over, and then you came over. We did gifts, and then Bree and I and her mom ate food.
So what's your tradition?
You may finish, Adam.
Thank you. And so, okay-dokey. Yeah, that was it in a nutshell.
We ate dinner and just opened
gifts.
Yeah,
we did gifts. Yes, yeah.
No, usually, the tradition that we normally had was when my grandparents were alive, essentially we would do Christmas Eve at our house. But over the years, as the families kind of just got, you know, as the kids got bigger and whatnot, it just turned into our house was just way too small. And so then we just started doing Christmas Eve at my aunt's place. And then we would do Christmas Day at my aunt's place because they lived in a mansion because my uncle was a fucking lawyer. And, you know, they had money. Fuck you. In any case, oh no, he didn't?
What? No, sorry.
What the fuck are you doing? Snapping your fingers.
My level seemed weird. We're good. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. But, you know, that's just what it turned into, is it just turned into just going to either my aunt's place. But I remember one year we went to my grandparents' place. And I think, I can't remember, it might have been the 50th anniversary of their wedding and shit. That was a fun night. But no, originally it was always, Christmas Eve was at our place, and then it turned into We would go over there for Christmas Day, but then it just, yeah. But then this kind of a falling out with the family. Like, once the grandparents passed away, it was kind of like, yeah, we're going to do our own thing and shit. But, yeah, those were fun memories. And then, like, you know, same thing with, like, Thanksgiving. We would go over there for Thanksgiving. Because, like, I think originally it was, yeah, no, I take that back. Fuck. Originally it was they would host Thanksgiving and then we would do Christmas, you know. Okay. And so that's why we would do it. But it just kind of turned into, you know, we were constantly just going over there to their place because they had a big enough house.
See, that was a nice thing about living at my grandparents because we just did everything there.
Yeah.
And, but when I was little, it was always, I got to open 3 gifts on Christmas Eve and I don't need that shit. I got to open 3 gifts on Christmas Eve to kind of tie me over. Usually one of them was an I Spy book. Mm. And then the following morning, Santa had come and took the stockings off of the fireplace and filled them with stuff. And so we went through those. And my uncle was always late to get up. So my mom and I, it was usually the same stuff, just different colors. Like toys and little things.
Would you like to speak into the microphone?
Would you like a mic, Brie?
No.
Would you like a mic, Brie?
This bitch.
And so uncle was still sleeping, so my mom and I would go through his stocking and see if he got any better stuff, and then we'd swap things.
Okay.
And he didn't know this until I was probably like 17.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. You know what I heard?
Well, if she had a mic, we could hear it better.
Sorry, this shit is hitting me a lot harder than it would be.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It was a very good drink.
Thank you for your story, Brie.
Thank you for your story, Brie. We don't mean to be dicks. We're assholes, but we're not scumbags.
That's fucking weird as fuck, Brie.
What?
Was that just a picture?
Is she just fucking the bird?
What? No, I had learning my budgies can talk like humans and have full conversations with me and that they are telling me about my future. That was the prompt.
What do they say? Let's hear it.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well.
We're still fucking with Sora.
Yeah,
AI.
We're fucking with the Sora.
The last
AI.
Time we did this podcast?
Yeah. What the fuck?
What is backwards? What is happening?
What? Yeah, AI got that.
They're teaching you to talk.
Yeah, they're teaching you to talk. Yeah,
but it still kind of sounds like a budgie. Like, yeah. It has like that filtered effect.
Oh my god. But
So your Christmas was
For Christmas this year, as you know, the power is still out, so there was no point to put up a Christmas tree. So instead I did
Did Santa bring you a new panel for Christmas?
No. No such thing. Santa hosed me this year.
You say Santa hosed you this year?
Yeah, Santa hosed me this year.
Hosed you.
Yeah.
Hosed you.
Yeah, not hoed me like I'm a fucking
That's
ho,
what
ho,
I
ho.
Heard.
No, I'm not going to fucking slut for Santa. That's weird.
Okay.
Okay.
You're enjoying your martinis?
Yeah, I am. Anyway, so... Well, what's the matter being a slut for Santa?
You tell me. You're the one that had a problem with it, buddy.
I did. Because I'm not going to suck Rudolph's dick. That's weird.
Why would you suck Rudolph's dick and not Santa's dick?
Because the reindeer need love, too.
That's what the elves are for.
They are the right size.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter Dinklage.
Oh, my Jesus.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude, I haven't eaten anything all day.
Same.
All right. Fucking alcohol, baby.
Brian, am I true?
You are true.
I technically had a couple little pieces of sweets, like a tiny cookie, but it doesn't really count as food. Like, that's been out of my system.
Yeah, no, that's already absorbed.
That's an IO food. It's in and out immediately. Like, yeah. It helps in nothing
exactly.
At all.
Wow.
Yes, Brie?
Yeah.
I was just going to I know you do Christmas movies too, like certain ones that we have to see.
Sometimes, yes.
You do it usually like leading up to Christmas.
Yeah, of course.
We've been doing that. We have like our staples that we always do.
Maham.
And what?
The hum.
It's not like you said almost like Muhammad.
And we added
Muhammad?
A new one this year we hadn't seen but was recommended to me by a coworker.
Was it Die Hard?
No, we watched.
We actually, I'm not gonna lie, we actually watched Die Hard.
We watched
Mom's never seen Die Hard.
Really?
Yeah.
We watch it every year now. We made her mom watch it. She hates Bruce Willis. It was great.
What? Fucking weirdo.
Oh, we just started watching Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a couple episodes, but I don't really remember them. Anyway, we're in the first season still. Mm. But fucking the reference right away was like,
it was like, oh, John McClane because the cop came in.
Yeah, the cop came in. He's like, oh, he's like, welcome to the party, pal. And I was like, oh, shit. I fucking laughed.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was fucking Aziz Ansari saying it. Anyway.
Yeah, so. I told him that it'd be interesting to see what he thinks of Adam Scott on Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot he's in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was kind of his, like, his claim to fame, wasn't it? Yeah.
And no,
he was in Boy Meets World, too.
Was he?
Yeah, when he was young.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So what Spirit. Were you gonna? What movie did you watch? Spirit?
Spirited.
Spirited.
It's an exclusive on Apple.
Yeah, Apple TV.
It's Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
Oh yeah.
It's the musical spinoff of Christmas Story.
Right. That's
Carol. I always get it mixed up.
Yeah. No. That's right. I heard about this.
One's about an angry old man that won't pay his workers proper wages, and the other one is about a boy that wants a gun. How can you get those mixed up?
Wait, what did I say?
You said Christmas Story.
You're not even getting a Christmas Carol correct. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yes, pay wages and shit like that, but there's so much.
I was thinking of
it's so much more.
Charles Dickens' story is what I was mixing
this
up with.
Actually, I hate musicals, and if you took all of that out, I would
like
the movie.
Dude, it was funny. Like, it was, let's say, PG-13-ish.
Okay.
It was a musical. Like, it had musical elements, but
see,
like,
I don't like musicals.
Dude, it was fun. It's worth watching.
All right. It's so, worth, like, Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds' chemistry is pretty good.
There's even a fucking meta fucking reference where fucking some guy, there's a party happening. There's a guy wearing the elf costume from the Elf Will Ferrell movie, and Will Ferrell seems like, oh, nice costume or some shit like that.
God.
It was meta as fuck.
Okay.
It was a fun movie.
No, I thought he made fun of it.
Or, I mean, I don't remember what he said.
Yeah, he was like, that looks stupid or something.
Yeah, I don't remember what he said verbatim. But obviously, Will Ferrell's in it. Because you've seen the memes of Will Ferrell, like, at the hockey game wearing the fucking costume and shit like that.
I think that shit is so funny.
Yeah. But the movie was fucking fun. Okay. It was a fun. And there's a couple there's a song that I quote now, and Bree hates it because it's I say it all the
time.
Is
it a Christmas jingle?
Not really. It's just
good
about
afternoon.
And the movie, story wise, doesn't go where you think it's going to go. At the end, you're like, that is not what I was expecting at all. But it was still fun and silly.
It was a fun ride.
Yeah. I think it's fun.
Like
I mean, you knew the very ending, where the way things went. You're like, oh,
well,
shit. I don't think you did, because you're like, oh, shit. Like,
hang on.
Oh.
I need to watch it. No spoilers,
yeah.
People.
Okay, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, fuck you. Do you want a microphone, Bree?
No.
This bitch. It's like the good old days when she didn't talk as much. Those good times.
So I know we still need to watch Red One.
Yeah, Bree and I, we talked about that. Let's watch it right now.
No, I got to go. I got to work in the morning.
Not till 8.
30.
Even better.
That's not the point. I need to go home and unwind.
You gonna win with us?
What?
Bree, you wanna watch Red One? Should I peer pressure him and watch Red One?
No, don't peer pressure him. Let him do what he
wants to
do. Damn. So we're never gonna watch it.
No, we'll watch it next Christmas. No, we'll watch it soon. Just let me get my schedule back up and running. I'm free, Adam. I'm free. Don't give me that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm going to do probably an AI prompt of me, like, climbing through the shit pipe of Shawshank, even though it's Safeway. And you won't have to edit that, will you? No.
I don't think so.
Anyway, you know, and then I'll just be ripping my apron off, and I'll be, like, on my knees, and it'll be raining, and I'll be just, like, orchestral, wonderful, beautiful music playing in the background with the sun shining, and then fucking birds chirping, and squirrels fucking with their giant dick nuts and just, you know, all that shit. Goddamn magic.
Okie dokie.
Anyway, what was I talking about? Christmas?
I think so.
Oh, okay. No, Christmas this year, given the circumstances of my folks and their physical health and mental health and all that other jazz, wasn't necessarily difficult, but it's been challenging. But I decided, since the tree hadn't gone up, I would hope to bring them some sort of Christmas cheer. So what I did is I got up Christmas Day, probably about 8 o'clock. No, it was about 7:30, actually. I set up the dinner table. I put a nice, what do I want to say? Tablecloth, Christmas tablecloth. I grabbed a Christmas tree. I grabbed a small Christmas tree that we have. I set it up, and then I put all the presents on the table. As if Santa hadn't forgotten about us. And then they walked in, and they went, oh, fuck that. And they went back to bed.
Seriously?
No. No, fuck that. No, I had to take care. I made sure I got the sausage casserole going. You ever had sausage casserole? Breakfast sausage casserole?
I don't think so, but it sounds good. I've wanted breakfast all day, and Bree's like, fuck you.
I offered to make you waffles, and you said no. If I made them, you weren't going to eat them.
But then you're like, it seems like a lot of work.
I said that before I was going to make them. So don't fucking try and make me look like the bad guy.
I don't need to try.
I'm staying out of it. You get all liquored up, you become so much of a good soul. By the way, I really like these. Where'd you buy them? Ching, ching-a-ling.
I don't remember.
Oh, well, that's fine.
I think
ching-a-ling. What the fuck? What is that? Is that a ring pop?
It doesn't even make any sense.
Is that Rudolph in his nose?
Oh, fuck. I need to get a picture of that shit.
That's the dumbest shit.
That should go on the fucking Instagram.
That looks like something that would be
Bree.
Like... That looks like a sex toy. That looks like it could be an anal plug. Or a butt plug.
Anything you put up your ass is a butt plug.
If you're brave enough, you can do anything.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is so stupid.
Well, then why... Well, why the fuck did you buy it then?
It was in my stocking.
Santa gave
well,
it to
him. Why the fuck did you buy it then?
Don't look at me, look at Santa.
Well, Santa's a fucking...
Santa?
Santa?
Weirdo.
Santa's a weirdo. Maybe it was your mom stealing cans and shit.
That reminds me of something.
What? Your mom steal cans? I don't know what's going on right there.
Anyway, so...
Uh-huh. This is a damn good fucking drink. I'm not going to lie.
I'm glad you enjoy it.
Well, yeah.
So you're talking about Avengers.
Oh, yes. Oh, the Avengers Doomsday.
So are there any...
It's not even out yet.
I mean, the...
The teasers?
The teasers you were talking about, are they officially released or are they leaked ones? Because I know a bunch of shit leaked. Spider-Man leaked too.
So
I haven't seen the leaked stuff. Now, are there actual ones out or is it just leaked ones? That's okay. What I want to know.
Okay. So here's the thing. At first, I thought they were fake. I thought it was some like AI shit, to be brutally fucking honest. Okay?
Answer me. Are they out officially or are they just leaked?
They are not out officially.
Okay, they're all
so
leaked.
They are leaked. Okay. Now, I don't think Marvel has officially released the teaser trailers via YouTube or social media or anything like that. In order to see these, you see, I can't remember if it's four or if it's three.
I think it's four.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of what the fourth one is.
X-Men.
I know, but what was the other three?
Spider-Man.
I don't know if there was a Spider-Man, though.
There's also...
Because there's the leaked ones that
Thor.
I know is Thor, Captain America, and then X-Men. But apparently there were four teasers that it was supposed to be with the new Avatar movie that came out this December.
I just remember because I deleted it today, but there was a picture on Thanksgiving, I think it was,
yeah,
that Robert Downey Jr. posted, and it was a wishbone. And on one side was Iron Man's hand pulling, and the other side was Dr. Doom's hand pulling the wishbone.
Oh, God.
I was like, I don't know if this would be cryptic or just fun.
Well, I don't know how, like, the storyline.
I think they're going to make Dr. Doom, or I think Tony Stark is Dr. Doom in that universe. I think it's Tony Stark went bad, renamed himself Victor Von Doom. I think that's the direction they're going.
Well,
so it is still tie into Iron Man.
Right. But the question is it... Is it a variant of Tony since we've had multiversal
right.
bullshit?
Yes,
right?
Yes, it would be a variant of Tony.
But, or is it the Tony that we know of?
And I thought I also saw
because,
a thing.
Because Tony, okay, like Tony.
They showed Dr. Doom standing amongst a bunch of Kangs that were dead in a field.
Oh, I don't remember.
I think I just
that
saw
one.
That today.
That I think that's AI.
It could be. Again, it's hard to know what's true, which I prefer because right. I want to be surprised. I don't want to root for me. Like anything I hear or see about. See or hear about.
Yeah.
I want it to be like, oh, maybe that's real. Maybe that's AI.
Right.
Hard to say for sure.
So, no. Like, do you care about the spoilers, per se?
Do you know if they're spoilers for sure?
The three that I know that I think are official.
Bree, do you care?
Do you care?
No.
Okay.
I care, but I don't because I don't know what to believe.
But if it's a teaser, it's a teaser, right?
Right.
It doesn't spoil the story.
Right.
So the first we'll go with Steve Rogers. We'll go with Captain America. It shows him on his motorcycle pulling up to a house. Anyway, Captain America is holding a baby. We do not see Peggy Carter.
Wait, hold on. Question: is it his baby or is it Fantastic Four baby? Do.
I don't know. It is. I'm assuming it is his baby. Now, I'm wondering if they're going to play the. We'll name him Steve so that they can have another Captain America named Steve.
They're trying. I'm telling you, from what I've heard and seen.
Yeah.
They're trying to fucking. Conan O'Brien, fucking Captain Falcon here.
Yeah, I know. They're. I know. That's because ratings and whatnot. They're gonna throw him under the bus.
They're giving him the Conan O'Brien treatment. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
I had this conversation with Bree.
And it sucks because you know I'm not a fan. Like, okay,
because he's black.
No, it's not that. It's just he's been so poorly written as of late. And so if they can get a writer that can write a story that's so goddamn good, then maybe fans will get behind them. But they're like, no, we want Steve Rogers. Or the executive producers are like, oh, shit, our movie's not making money. We need to bring back what people fucking know, which is Chris Evans as fucking Captain America.
Yeah,
it's a desperate. Well, dude, it's the same thing with Robert Downey Jr. Like, is Ironheart going to be in this fucking movie? Hell no.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. No. I think they're going to throw her against the wall and she'll die and no one will fucking be the wiser.
Are they still doing the TV show or did they get canned?
No, they did a TV. No, they did the show.
With Ironheart?
Yeah.
Okay, I never
saw
it. Yeah,
there was. Yeah, exactly. Because nobody cares. And it's nothing against.
I mean, I care. There's so much fucking content out there.
I suppose, but it's just like, I'm not interested in the story at all. What the fuck is that?
So is Hawkeye or Hawkeye's new girlfriend? Or
yeah, they're probably going to be in it too. Dude, there's going to be so many people in this movie, but they're going to have like cameos for like 2 seconds and then they'll be gone.
I don't think they can make any money.
Well, they can't afford any of these guys. I mean, they can't afford any of it. This movie is like, if this movie fails, Jesus. But the whole point is after this film.
I'm already saying like
two,
after these leaked things that people are like already saying like, oh, this isn't good or this is blah, blah, blah. Like it's already not great.
Yeah, but people are going to go see it no matter what.
I don't know. I think the fucking superhero fatigue is still a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But they are still going to go see it because A, it's Avengers and B.
It is Spider-Man related because I've seen a lot of things regarding Tobey Maguire and Doomsday.
Yeah.
I just saw something today, but I don't know if it's legit or not. Obviously, which I don't want to know.
Oh, God. I spilt my jelly beans. Well, the jelly beans are all
over. Fucking, what's his name from Hook? Magic beans and marbles or whatever the fuck.
I lost my marbles.
I hope that you hear all of the little clinging as it goes down.
Oh, I heard it.
Yeah, we heard it. It's fucking, God damn it, it's everywhere.
Yep.
Why am I have? Is this Bernie Botts?
No, they're holiday flavors.
I'm fucking drunk.
You're definitely something.
Oh, yeah, I know. Anyway, so that's the Captain America teaser. The Thor teaser is he's in a bedroom, he's looking at his daughter, right? Which is Eternity, right? From Thor Love and Thunder?
Oh, whatever her name. It's not his really daughter, but
no, it's not. It's Christian Bale, whatever fucking.
Hi, so blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, kill gods. Anyway, so he's looking at her and he's like being summoned for battle. And so he's out in the middle of the woods and then he's got Stormbreaker, which I find funny because he doesn't have his hammer. I thought he had his hammer. Or did
no,
Jane?
The hammer was re-solidified for Jane. Then I wanna
But what became of it after she died?
I think it decomposed, I think. But I don't remember.
I don't remember
either.
I only
saw Love and Thunder once.
Yeah, I know. Same. I only saw it in theaters. That's it. I could have cared less.
I think it decomposed again or disappeared. I want to say. Don't quote me. Stormbreaker was still the only thing. Like,
yeah.
Mjolnir is only temporarily.
Jesus. So, yeah. As far as I know, okay, whatever, fuck it. So anyway, there's the Thor one. Now, the more intriguing one is the X-Men one. Because I'd say a lot of people enjoy the fucking, you know. X-Men is, how do I put this? I'm more excited to see the X-Men than the Avengers, to be brutally honest.
Because they're actually going to be what they were supposed to be from the beginning when Fox fucking did their shit.
Correct.
You actually get to see the suits.
We actually see the goddamn fucking
ever since
suits.
Everyone came when fucking Wolverine was wearing his yellow spandex.
Yes. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the X-Men. I really do. But to actually see comic accurate fucking costumes is fucking rad.
Yeah.
So what it is I believe it's they're at the X Mansion. You see Magneto.
Oh yeah, I've heard that Ian McKellen is actually Magneto.
Yeah, Ian McKellen is Magneto, and then Patrick Stewart is fucking Professor X.
Oh,
but
cool.
I know, but like Ian, like excuse me, Patrick Stewart is wearing, he's wearing like a blue jacket with like an X logo, and I can't remember which, I don't know what costume it is. It's not a suit. It's not a suit. But then Magneto, he's not wearing any kind of, he's not wearing any kind of costume or uniform or anything like that. He's just wearing like, I can't tell because, Ian McKellen's just, he looks like fucking Gandalf. He's just got a big beard and then just white hair and shit like that. But then it cuts to fucking Scott, who is like fucking, like, I can't remember. There's like flames everywhere. Or something like that. And then he's wearing the comic accurate fucking Cyclops costume. But then his eyes are closed and shit like that. But then he opens his eyes and fucking blasts into the air.
Do any of
like epic and shit.
Reprise?
No, we don't know thus far.
Okay.
I mean, well, we know who's in it, but we haven't seen anything else. Like a good chunk of the X-Men from the OG movies are going to be in it. Like Nightcrawler's going to be fucking in it.
I know we talked about this, but I don't remember. Did you watch the rogue cut of Days of Futures Past?
I have not technically seen the rogue cut, but I've seen the cuts.
So we watched,
we'll put it that way.
Okay, fair enough. Well, Brie and I watched Days of Futures Past when we were watching all the X-Men. Then we watched the rogue cut.
Right.
And you're like, oh, that makes sense. Cause certain cuts they do to make it make sense without it. Like, I don't know if they just keep it in. Like, it would have made it more cohesive.
Well, I think, I don't know, runtime?
I guess. I mean, they made it work without it, but...
Yeah, because there's, they have to go get her, right?
Yeah,
they have to, she's, like, captured, and they have to go get her.
They're using her for her powers, obviously.
Yeah, and then do they use her to help Kitty Pryde?
Yeah, they use her because Kitty gets stabbed.
Right.
And they actually use her because Kitty is down and out,
yeah.
But they just make it seem like Kitty's cool in the theatrical cut.
Well, I can't remember. Does Rogue talk to Logan at all?
I don't remember now.
See, I just remember bits and pieces. Like they have to go get her, and then
more people die,
and then like, did she have any interaction with Bobby? Iceman.
I think he went to go help save her, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
Do you remember, Bree? No. All right.
Yeah, it's so weird. I don't know why they didn't keep Rogue in it. It's weird. Was it scheduling conflicts with Anna Paquin? I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know.
In any case, no. So, to my knowledge, okay, look. Obviously, at the end of each of these teasers is a countdown. It's like a timer, and it has the Avengers logo. It's green and shit like that. And so,
like
that is pretty much it.
So,
but I'm assuming that
should I watch them?
What, the teasers?
Yeah,
yeah. I think they are legit.
I know. I was waiting for them to be officially released versus leaked.
I know. I agree. I say we should pull up the X-Men one. That's the one I'm most curious about because all I've seen is stills. That's it.
Brie, are you still watching them or no?
Sure.
Even though they're not official per se,
they're official.
They're leaked, not official.
James Cameron wouldn't have put them in their movie if he didn't. You know.
Wait, James Cameron.
Yeah, he did Avatar.
Oh.
The teasers are for the Avatar trailer.
Are they actually playing, though, in Avatar right
now?
That's what I'm asking you, is that have the trailers actually come out, or if they're just leaked, or if they got scrapped? You said they're going to come out in Avatar. I don't think they got scrapped to begin with.
Okay, time out.
I don't think James Cameron gets the call on that. I'm pretty sure it's the production company, buddy.
It is, but whatever. But James Cameron, though. James Cameron's like the biggest dickhead in Hollywood.
That's not untrue, but still, it doesn't mean he fucking gets to
choose his trailers. Let me reiterate. Marvel has not released a teaser via YouTube or social media.
Uh-huh.
The only way to see said teasers is to go see the Avatar movie.
Which I'm never going to do.
Exactly. Because I remember when the first week of Avatar had come out, people were walking out of the theater because there was no teaser for Avengers. It was a rumor that it was going to come out with the Avatar movies. And so, like, there was a big fucking deal. Like, there was a big fucking deal. Like, oh, shit, where's our teaser trailer? Oh, fuck it. I'm going to walk out. Yeah, I know. It's stupid. But, like, who would pay money to go see just a teaser? That's stupid.
Just stay for the movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, whatever. It's dumb.
I know. People are fucking morons. Anyway, so.
Is that it?
I mean, that's all. More. Dude, I'm drunk. That's all I got. I'm fucking litter than a fucking litter box.
You want another shot or something?
No. I need to finish what I've got.
Danny got me a nice tequila.
Oh, well, good for Danny.
And Danny, I also got him a nice tequila.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Actually bought it at...
It was called Lalo. And she's like, you've seen Better Call Saul, right? He's like, yeah. He's like, only the first season. So he had no idea what the fuck the reference was.
Oh, my God.
But I bought it at Safeway.
Oh, yeah, the Lalo. Yeah, we sell that. Top shelf.
Top shelf.
Shut the fuck up. Do me a favor. Hit pause.
Why? Just, we're recording. Let's finish up.
Well, I was going to say we should watch the teaser and then react.
We won't when we're done.
Oh, okay.
You want to pause right now?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, pull it up. Pull up the X-Men one. That's all I care about. I don't. The true fucking God. Judgment. God, there's so many fucking jelly beans.
Oh. 2 days ago, Avengers Doomsday trailer hits theaters.
Fucking doodle-doo. Pull up the Captain America one.
Oh, yep.
That was first.
This one's from Marvel Entertainment. This is a legitimate trailer.
Oh, shit. Okay, cool.
12 days ago, they knew they can't control the leaks anymore.
Well, good.
Every time you move, I smell like really powerful deodorant.
Deodorant?
Yeah.
Or B.O.?
No, deodorant.
I think you're full of shit.
So, I was wondering, what I was waiting for is for Marvel to officially release trailer. They got leaked. Usually they get leaked. It's like, fuck it, we'll put them out.
Yeah.
They did do that almost 2 weeks ago. I didn't know that. I never saw, I kept looking up for like official, like were they officially released? I couldn't find the answers. Yeah. Apparently it works. This is from the official Marvel channel.
You show me.
I'm waiting for Bree. She's playing a game right now.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. That's why we should have waited for her to finish. Now we have to fucking kill time.
Oh, my God. Okay, fine. Let's just keep talking then.
Why
am I eating all
so these... So we paused to watch the trailer because Zach wouldn't stop.
Why am I eating these goddamn jelly beans?
And Bree wasn't done with her game, and I was like, we have to wait for her. He's like, well, let's go back to recording. That's what I said to begin with. And here we are. That's what happens when Zach drinks. He's a fucking... Just kidding. He doesn't need a drink for that. Is that rude?
Go on.
Oh.
By all means.
You're a big fat...
I'm gonna spit with my fucking dick.
What?
Huh?
What?
I don't know. I don't know what I said. Shai Halud. You see, that's what I'm worried about, is you can't watch the Dune trailer until you read the goddamn book.
I haven't read it in a while. I haven't had time for it.
Well, okay, at least tell me, have you gotten the one character?
No, I've made it through part of the prologue of the fucking book.
Oh my God. Well, I might as well tell you the one fucking spoiler then.
Yeah, I know you told me that. Duncan's actually alive.
Yeah,
know.
Duncan's back.
I know you told me that.
Okay.
He's cloned or whatever the fuck.
Yes.
I know, you already ruined that for me. Thanks.
His name is Hate, though.
Bree still doesn't watch the second fucking Doom movie. She watched the first one.
She doesn't fucking care about Doom.
She watched the first one. She's like, I'll watch the second one, that she never did.
She doesn't care about the fucking Dune universe.
Isn't that not true, Bree?
I said I would watch it.
Do you remember the first one?
Yeah, I do remember.
Mm. Oh, okay. Name the four houses.
I don't fucking think Hartman. I could do that.
Okay.
And
I could do Atreides and that's it.
Shut the fuck up.
Atreides.
Okay, go on.
That's it.
No, there's more.
I know, but I can't remember them.
Well, yeah, you can't, but I can.
Good for you.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Because I'm knowledgeable of the Dune universe.
Why would I know him when he doesn't know him?
That's not the point. That's what I'm asking. The telling you.
What?
So?
fuck.
This hasn't gone off the rails in
there's,
a while.
There's House it. Carino, which is...
What? He doesn't know that.
Carino, yes, he does. He knows about the House Carino.
That's the Emperor's house.
Yeah, that's the Emperor's house. Okay. And then there's fucking... Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
Well, the Landsrad is all the houses.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, God. What? Fendrig. Oh, what's his name? Oh, what is his name?
Fade. Oh, Fendrig. Yeah. Count Fendrig, you're talking about?
Yeah, the Count.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to remember his last name. Is it Fendrig?
Yeah, Count Fendrig. That's his last name.
Well, I guess it's that house then. Mm. I mean, you could have said the Fremen. Huh?
That's not a house.
No.
That's a people.
It is. Name the supercomputers of that universe. Oh, come on, Bree. You said you watched the goddamn movie, did you not?
I didn't hear what you said.
Bree. Name the supercomputers of the movie. Of the book series.
We should
franchise.
We should play one round if you don't know Jack, the new one out in the living room. Was that before he goes?
Okay.
What? Dude, I don't have time.
Hang
take
on,
15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Adam.
Yes.
I didn't hear anything.
Mentats.
Oh, yeah, Mentats. When you said supercomputer, that didn't click. You could have just said really smart people.
I didn't know he was talking to me.
Yeah, well.
Okay, and then name the warrior nun ninjas. What are they known as?
Bene Gesserit.
Shut the fuck up, Bill. God damn it. Yeah, the Bene Gesserit.
Yeah. I know all of this stuff. I just don't have it ingrained. It'd be like, you know, fucking...
Go fuck yourself.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Well, that was a fucking road trip of stupidity and bullshit.
Yeah, that was a waste of time. We saw a couple trailers, but not everything we were looking for.
No, because we don't care about Steve Rogers or Thor. We've seen him 1,000 times. But the X-Men, though, in a Marvel property that isn't Fox-related, that's more interesting. Oh, God, what the fuck?
We saw Deadpool Wolverine. I don't know what else you want.
The X-Men.
They weren't in that.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
No, they weren't.
Gambit, Blade, fucking Electro.
Blade is not an X-Men.
He basically
Blade
is.
Blade.
He's basically an X-Men.
He is not.
He's basically an X-Men.
No, he isn't.
He's not part of Xavier's ship, but like he's a mutant, you know?
He really
he's
isn't.
He's a vampire mutant.
That, you are so wrong, sir.
Agree to disagree.
Oh my God, I'm going to chuck these bellies at you.
Promise?
Nope. Anyway. I mean, we saw Wolverine and Deadpool.
Right.
They're X-Men.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And Gambit.
Yeah. That's literally what I just said.
Yeah, I know. But not Blade, though. Blade is not an X-Men. Blade is just, I don't know. Blade. B-L-A-D-E. Blade.
Because he's black, you don't count him?
What?
You have to be white to be an X-Men, you fucking racist.
Do you want me to name how many fucking black fucking X-Men there are right now?
Can't go.
Cable.
No, Cable's white.
Oh, wait, no. Fuck. It's not Cable. Oh, God, what's his name? Fuck.
This is going real well.
No, what was his name? Darwin? No, Darwin. Darwin was black. I don't know if he is in the comics, but he was black. Who the fuck was his name? God damn it.
This is going real good.
It wasn't, no.
Do we need all of them? Struggles with one.
Shut the fuck up, man. Shut the fuck up. I know there's one. Although I'm thinking gargoyles.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Saturday morning block. I'm thinking gargoyles.
Why though?
Just because. Cable. Cable X-Men, not cable TV. Fuck, what the fuck was his name? God damn it. He looked just like Cable. I swear to God. What the fuck was his name? Dude, he was in X-Men Days of Future Past.
Well, I have a video for you.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
The long guy with the Jerry curls? He had a big-ass gun. He absorbed energy and shit. What the fuck was his name, man?
The one who died?
He did die, but not last. I mean, first. Okay, hang on. Black X-Men.
Black X-Men.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch. You go fuck yourself. Bishop! God damn it, Bishop! Bishop. God damn it. Fucking Bishop. Okay, hang on. Let me take a look. Wow. Not a lot of black fucking X-Men, I guess. Okay. Yeah, wow. That's unfortunate.
Well, this worked out real well for you.
Yep, Bishop. There's fucking Bishop. Uh-huh. Here, clean that up. I'm gonna eat these fucking jelly beans. Darwin and Bishop.
Yeah, two.
At least it's something. And then Nightcrawler's father who banged fucking, what's her name? I'm trying to remember who he did bang. Because technically, Mystique is Nightcrawler's mom.
Right.
I don't know if you knew that.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then Magnus. Apparently everyone wanted to fuck that Gilf. Fucking gross.
Gilf?
Yeah, Gilf.
Gimp?
No, not Gimp. Gilf. Grandfather I'd like to fuck.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like Rogue wanted to fuck him. Fucking Phoenix or whatever her fucking clone is. What's her name? I swear to God. What, you don't know this storyline?
Phoenix is a clone?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Like, made by Mr. Sinister. That's another fucking villain they've never made. How come they have never done Mr. Sinister in any X-Men movie? Is it because he's too jokey? Too much of a fucking joke? Is that it?
I don't know.
Why won't they do Mr. Sinister? Seriously. I don't
know. They should do Mr. Negative.
Well, yeah, they are. They are going to do Mr. Negative.
Good.
It's going to be played by the actor who played fucking...
did you beat that game yet?
Shang-Chi. Huh?
Did you beat Spider-Man 2 yet?
No, I haven't. I got to go back.
Oh, well. He doesn't have power.
Yeah, remember, I don't have power, sir. Sucks.
Get a fucking panel.
I'm not going to get a new panel. That costs like 10 grand.
You said your parents have money. What's the problem?
They do, but they're lazy. They're so goddamn lazy.
It's not gonna matter. You're gonna move out with fucking Sierra Mist, and you'll have power again.
Yeah, I will.
And you'll be too busy fucking all the time to fucking play games with us.
Movie after the broken panel started a house fire, and you come back to the charred house that you could have prevented.
That would be the worst. Fucking with two skeletons looking like Aunt Beru.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're gonna get Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru.
Like Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru outside the fucking house, along with the fucking cats and dog. Shit. Fuck. Philadelphia experiment over here. Fucking fused to the walls.
I'll be over there and you'll be like, I don't know who did this to my house. I'll be like, the perpetrators never walk side by side. They always walk single file to cover their numbers.
No, not poachers. Crackheads.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hide their numbers. Only Imperial fucking crackheads do such a thing.
But if they're trying to find the fentanyl over here, then I would leave them back
home.
Wait, Zach, it's too dangerous. We laugh now until your parents die at a house fire from smoke inhalation.
That's not fucking funny.
You won't find it very funny anymore.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, for the fucking funeral, I'll be like, yeah. You remember that bit?
They'll pin it on you somehow, and then it'll be on your true crimes documentary.
Cool. I'll be fucking haunted and shit.
When one son
decided to murder his fucking parents?
And yeah. The ultimate elder abuse.
Oh, yeah. Fucking ultimate elder.
Yeah, you go to jail.
How is it abuse if they're dead?
It's abuse because you knew there was a problem and it could have caused a fire, and it did cause a fire, and therefore they died.
How is that abuse? That is just negligence.
Yeah, that's all part of elder abuse.
That is not abuse, because abuse means prolonged.
Negligence is abuse, but...
I mean, how long have you known about it?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my defense. Please listen to my friend Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire. He's playing.
No.
You're going to be like fucking Mark Chapman fucking catching the rice, his defense for shooting John Lennon. Yours is going to be Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire.
Fucking the judge is going to be like, yeah, I respect that.
No.
Yeah. No, they're going to throw
life in jail.
Yeah, they'll throw the book at me for sure. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for listening to another episode of Intellectually Decline from A to Z. My mouth is full of jelly beans.
That is not a metaphor. That is literal.
Quite. Email us at intellectuallydeclined@gmail.com.
Zach,
that was a small little growl burp. I don't know where the hell that came from.
This is like the old episodes where we were like too toasted to talk, and this is what's happening.
Well, what do you mean toasted? Again? What the fuck are you talking about?
You're drunk as a fucking chicken dick.
Dude, there is no drunken chicken dick in my fucking vicinity in any way, shape, or form. I feel good. I haven't felt this good in like, oh, I don't know, 12
I'm pretty sure
months.
The last episode we did, 12 months. You said, I haven't cut loose in a long time, and now you're saying the same shit.
Everything's a blur. I don't know.
Hold
anyway.
On. I got another video for you real quick.
Oh, another one? Like fucking AI with Sora and shit?
Keep them straight. 32 plus 88. My brain just blanks. That's all right. Let's slow it down together, okay? We'll use the cubes. 3 tens with 8 ones makes 11 tens. 110 and 2 ones with 8 ones gives you 10 more. Add them up. 100.
That's pretty true to life. I don't think that's AI. I think that's a video of our past.
You go fuck yourself, man.
Keep them straight. 32 plus 88. My brain just blinks. That's all right. Let's slow it down together, okay?
Let's slow it down together. Oh, okay. I love the cup with the fucking blocks. You see that?
Wait, can so, we do another one, too?
Yeah,
another one
right before.
Bunch of shit. Anyway, you have a good night. Good. Have a pleasant whatevers. Adios.
A good new year start.
Yeah, good new year to the new year 2026.